was a rough day for Team USA in Pyeongchang, including a Utah native who was considered a gold medal contender.
Olympic disappointment. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake's Nathan Chen fell during the short program right after his rival, the defending champion, had a fantastic skate.
It's definitely a crushing defeat for Nathan Chen.
Your initial thoughts on what happened out there?
Just rough again. Still need some time to think about it, but it happens, I guess, so just trying to move on from here.
The free skate is today, but he's in 17th place. As for other Utahns, Ted Ligety skied off course during the Super G Finals. Ashley Caldwell failed to advance to the Olympic aerials, but Madison Olsen did. Olympic disappointment. Our live team coverage continues with ABC's Alex Stone in Pyeongchang.
Michaela Schifrin calls it a bummer that she didn't win a medal as she tried to defend her 2014 gold in the slalom, telling reporters afterwards she didn't feel like herself. She came up short, finishing just out of medal contention. In women's snowboard cross, Lindsay Jacob-Ellis in her fourth.
A tough day for Team USA in Pyeongchang, including a Salt Lake native who was considered a gold medal contender.
The 2018 Winter Games, our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Brian, Nathan Chen was going in as a gold medal contender, but he fell and stumbled during the short program last night.
He's all the way down in 17th place. No one expected this.
Regardless, I'm going to be nervous, but I'm not really sure what happened.
Analyst Scott Hamilton just spoke to KSL TV's Andrew Wittenberg in South Korea.
It don't sound like a cop-out. I honestly think that it's just a really horrible, ill-timed slump.
He'll have to make up a lot of points to try to get bronze tomorrow in the free skate. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.